You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Runners lead off all three bases. Altuve is ready. So is Canley. Right-hander is set. Here's the 1-2. And that's chopped past the leaping Canley, fielded by the second baseman Castro. Steps on second for one. Throws to first. That's two. And that is the ball game. Bases loaded walk, accounting for the Astros' only run tonight as they lose to the New York Yankees by a final of 8-1. And the Astros' lead in the series is now 2-1.
Well, that's the beauty of baseball. Players are programmed to reset very quickly. They can put this behind them. It just goes to show you, your starting pitcher has so much to do with dictating the course of a ball game. And you think a prolific lineup, the Astros have only scored 5 times in the first 3 games of this series. The good news is they've won 2 of them.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch before Game 4 of the American League Championship Series here in New York against the Yankees. And a tough loss last night. And it's a Yankees team that's very explosive. They led the majors in home runs just ahead of the Astros. And got a couple of big 3-run home runs from Judge and Frazier, and really the difference in the game.
Yeah, they had some big innings. And they had some pretty good pitching yesterday, too, and end up taking control of that game and showed us why they're here. You know, they've got a good team. They're going to be resilient. We obviously got the first 2 games, and then they came back and defended their home field. And we have ourselves a series.
And when you look at the way that outing unfolded for Charlie Morton, you know, he had some stretches in which he pitched really well. But like you mentioned, just that big inning wound up being the difference.
Yeah, it was. And obviously, Charlie had a little bad luck yesterday. I thought he threw the ball very well. They didn't hit him that hard. The Frazier homer was that awkward one-handed swing, and the ball carried. And then the big inning unraveled later in the game. But for us, he kept us in the game, had a little bit of bad luck, and we just couldn't get anything started offensively. And once they had a big lead, then they had the huge inning, which separated things. They took control of the game.
And then Colin McHugh doing a nice job.
3 2/3 innings of work thus far.
He can't do much better than what he's done for A.J. Hinch.
0-1. Hicks hits this one center field. To his right is Springer waiting for it, and he'll put it away to end the inning. Nice job by Colin McHugh.
Sure was.
4 innings, retired 12 of the 13 he faced, does not allow a hit.
Obviously in a mop-up situation, but able to go the final 4 innings, allowing just the one base runner and able to save some guys in your pen.
Oh yeah, he was excellent and did a good job of letting us get into this game fresh and ready to go with our relievers. And you know, Lance McCullers will start, Brad Peacock's available, we've got all of our bullpen available, Colin being the one guy that won't be used today. But those outs matter, and they matter for game four. They matter for game 5. If it gets to a game 6, that any innings that one man can take on to save others will help us down the road.
And there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the lack of offense for the Astros so far. How much of that, though, has to do with the pitching that you've seen from the Yankees?
Yeah, no, it's good pitching. I mean, that's how they got here. They hit home runs, and they've got good pitching. And we've seen firsthand what a bullpen that has 95 to 99 coming out of it, 102 from Chapman the other day. And look, I mean, there's 4 teams left. They're all going to be good. We're going to face some tough pitching, and they've been able to shut us down and keep it the balls around the perimeter of the strike zone. If we chase, it's hard to hit, and they haven't made a ton of mistakes, and therefore we haven't scored a ton.
You didn't announce your starter for today's game until after game 3 yesterday. It was between Brad Peacock and Lance McCullers. What made you decide to go with McCullers?
I think we like the routine with him being able to get into the game and get a warm-up routine, have him go into the game, spin his breaking ball as much as he can. He's got a really good fastball. He showed that throughout the season. We believe in Lance. Sometimes we have to remember, this guy's really good and has been really effective when he can stay inside the strike zone. We've got some plan B and plan C if things go that route, but we want Lance to come out of the gate hot, spin his breaking ball against a team that struggles against the breaking ball, and give us a chance to win.
And you have Brad Peacock to potentially back him up in this game. I mean, that's you talk about plan B, plan C, what have you. It's not a bad plan B at all.
Not at all. And I mean, honestly, Lance McCullers, if he comes out and pitches to his capabilities, it's plan A is all you worry about.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really good. So obviously it's going to be important to get into games. These games have so much anxiousness getting into the game. As soon as you take the lead, you feel excellent. When you fall behind, there's a little bit of tension. So getting the lead will be key.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
All right, we'll get started with Lance, who's got the first question. Hey, Lance, when you got the word that you were going tomorrow, what were your emotions, your thoughts at that point?
I was throwing on the field, actually, because they had told me that I was hot today, just, you know, if the situation called for it. So I hadn't really gone through my normal prep that I would. So I threw after the game, and Cora came out and Stroman came out and told me. But I was aware that, you know, game four was a good chance for me. AJ told me before the series that I was most likely going to go three or four, so to be ready.
How special is it for you to be out there in this situation?
Well, it's a big game for us. It's a big game for this team. You know, the Yankees have a great home record and are a great team, and we did a good job putting ourselves in a situation where we got up 2-0, and we knew coming here was going to be a lot of hard-fought innings, a lot of hard-fought games. So, you know, it's a big situation to be able to pitch in, put us within a win of the World Series. So I'm excited to get the ball.
Your left, Lance, Richard.
Lance, after all you've been through this season, how cool is it to be in this spot tomorrow?
No, it's awesome. I was here before in 2015 when, you know, I had the opportunity to help us get to ALCS, and I felt good in that game, and I've been feeling like myself a lot more lately, just preparation and the way my body's been feeling. So I'm pretty excited to be probably the best I've been and get the ball.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're back to where you felt like when you were at your best in the first half of the season.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like last game in Boston, I know those two runs came across, you know, after I gotten taken out of the game. But up until that point, I just felt like I was in control again. I felt like, you know, I was dictating the game on my terms a lot more than it had been going for me. I felt like I've been kind of in a whirlwind. That's the second half when I've been out there. So I just feel confident with my pitches and my stuff again, and I'm ready to go out there tomorrow.
Hi, Lance. I know it's a different situation, but you were very strong back here in May. Do you take anything away from that start as you prepare for this one?
I was pretty good in May this year, thankfully. But no, this is a different time. It's a different game. I think the only thing to kind of take away from that is I've already pitched in Yankee Stadium in front of a pretty big crowd, which, you know, this is New York. This is the biggest and the brightest lights, and so I was able to have already, you know, go into that game and come out with success. But tomorrow's a different animal, and you know, I don't think anyone is kind of shying away from the magnitude of the, you know, the ramifications that tomorrow can bring. But I think at the same time, I look forward to the challenge.
Welcome back to Astro. I'm Steve Sparks here with Evan Gattis, the Astros DH, slugging catcher, et cetera, here before game four of this league championship series with the New York Yankees. This is a pivotal game, Evan. Little sense for you guys to take a 3-1 advantage, how important that could be?
Yeah, it could be huge. I think we got to get our bats going. And, you know, they hit the ball yesterday. I think we got to answer back.
You know what? It seems like all the four teams remaining in the playoffs right now struggling with the bats. And with all the advanced scouting, all the elite pitching in this series, it makes sense. I mean, do you have a sense that the Yankees have scouted you all well?
Yeah, I think every team, like you said, I think every team scouts every team pretty well. It's I think it's more of, you know, you're facing really good pitching. CeCe Sabathia, you got to tip your cap to him. He threw a great game last night. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's anxiety in the postseason, people go out of zone more, or what it is, and it's just those big knocks just seem to be fewer and far between. And, you know, they got a few of them last night.
And, Evan, you've had plenty of success in the playoffs. What does it take to be able to rein in those emotions?
I don't know. I think it's just a focus level. I think it's just, you know, I swung at one.
Do you find that easier or harder?
I don't know if it's easier or harder. It's just it's do or die kind of thing. It's more like, you know, I'm there 100%, whatever it is. If I have success or fail or anything, it just locks you in. You're there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's also what's really fun about the postseason.
When you're a catcher and you're trying to execute a game plan, does it give you a little bit more anxiety with the pitches you call because every pitch matters so much?
Not the anxiety with the pitch I call because I trust what I want to do. It's just
whether they can execute that pitch?
That, and it's just everybody's wired and everybody wants to do well, and everybody, it's easy to get I don't know, out of control. It's easy to get, amped
outside
up.
Outside of yourself.
Yeah, outside of yourself, and moving a little quicker than you normally would instead of, you know, there's a rhythm to the game.
Yeah.
The game still happens the same way. It's just, people just get sped up a little bit.
Kind of like you on a par five at Braeburn, right?
Yeah, you get sped up a little bit and try to, you might come over the top of it.
Tell me what you anticipate with Lance McCullers. Obviously, he is capable of going out there and dominating on any given outing.
Absolutely.
What do you expect out of Lance?
I don't know what I expect, but what I hope for is a performance like he did against the Royals at home in 2015.
Yeah.
It's, that's the kind of game Lance could have anytime he steps out there. And I just want him to be himself. He's got excellent stuff. And like you said, any given day, he could be one of the best pitchers in this game.
Evan, ever since spring training, it seems like you guys have envisioned not only this series, but just postseason in general, because you know you guys are built for this. To be here finally, are you able to enjoy things, or are you just in the moment, focused in on what you have to do to win a game?
I'm gonna enjoy this, like, after we win the last game.
Yeah.
But, in the moment, you see some pretty incredible things, and I just know for the rest of my life I can look back on this, so I want it to be good memories.
Talk with Evan Gattis. We're in New York City. Do you like coming to New York City, or is it a situation where I like coming and I'm ready to leave?
Both. I like coming, but 4 days is plenty. 3 days is plenty. It's cool. It's different. I like looking around and everything like that. I like it if there's nothing to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're going to work, it's a little bit more of a hassle than most places. Coming here, I wouldn't come on vacation just to come here. But if I did, it would be more fun having nothing to do. You just wander around and kind of enjoy the city. But, it's good for a couple days only.
I want a real answer here. 8 years ago from today, would you imagine yourself being here right now in New York City playing against the Yankees in the playoffs?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I couldn't imagine ever.
All right, Evan Gattis. Great job. Keep it going, man. Let's take this all the way.
All right. Appreciate it, Sparky.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.